Good morning. I'm meteorologist Dave Epstein. It's Thursday, the 28th of October. We're back to Weather Wisdom. It's another edition. And here we go. This is sponsored by Clover Food Labs. Check them out. They're doing all sorts of specials and all sorts of fun things with local ingredients. You can use Growing Wisdom if you order one of their boxes, which I would love you to do and support them and support me. And for today, mostly cloudy skies, temperatures in the low to mid 50s, northerly winds, not in anything like what we saw. A lot of wind yesterday, for sure, early in the morning. We had those wind gusts over Cape Cod and the islands, gusting as high as 90 miles an hour on Edgartown. And then there's also, my colleague Eric Fisher was talking about this last night, there's new instrumentation that gives a 1 second wind burst, basically, as opposed to a 3 second wind gust. And we saw some of those over 100 miles an hour yesterday in that 1 second. I don't think there's enough research out there to really understand exactly how these differ from the 3 second, but it's notable that it existed. But the problem is we don't know, for example, in the storm 3 years ago, what would have been measured if we had had one of those 1 second gusts. So you might have heard that. You might have heard that, oh, there was 100 mile an hour winds. And yeah, measured 1 second, these little bursts, but it's not the same thing as a 3 second gust, and certainly not the same thing as a sustained wind at all, which is not a gust, but actually just the wind that continuously blowing. So for today, after all that, not much wind, lower 50s, a lot of clouds, some glimpses of sun. Tomorrow, almost a carbon copy, a lot of clouds, glimpse of sun. And then another weather system moves in. I think we're going to see 1 inch of rain, maybe 2 inches in a few spots. So it's more wet weather moving in Friday night. Now it moves in late at night. So if you have outdoor plans Friday night, let's say you've got dinner, you know, and you want to sit outside, you can do it. It's just going to be chilly. We'll only be around 50 degrees. Make sure you're at a restaurant with a heat lamp, but it's not going to rain. Saturday does rain. It rains all day. Temperatures will be only around 60 degrees, so rather cool. A little bit gusty in the wind department out of the east. The rain comes to an end Saturday night. And Sunday right now, if there is an early shower, it's just mostly cloudy thereafter. Temperatures in the mid-60s, fairly mild, actually, by October standards. And for the kids, trick-or-treating Sunday night, no problems at all. I think it's in the mid to upper 50s for the early trick-or-treaters. Those are the little kids that tend to go. And then the bigger kids end up going after it gets dark and generally be probably about 53 to 55 degrees at that point. And of course, back to sunshine here Monday, temperature in the low 60s. That's going to be a beautiful day. You'll be able to clean up. Hopefully things start to dry out so we can get rid of some of these leaves. So a formidable storm. I had a little over 3 inches of rainfall. I did keep the power. I think I mentioned yesterday I did have a tree that unfortunately went into my neighbor's yard. Didn't do any damage to anything building-wise, but ended up hurting some plants. So we'll have to deal with that. And, you know, hopefully you don't have too much damage. And if your power is out, I hope it comes on soon, as I think it's going to be a few days before everybody's power is restored. Have a great morning.